The key strategy is what I have to set the clear business objectives first to define what success looks like for the faster picking or improve accuracy, real-time pickup, or inventory visibility. So align with WMS goal with overall business KPIs such as cost reductions, fulfillment speed, and scalability. And also the second step is conduct a true process mapping. Document current process workflow, such as like receiving, put away process, picking, packing, shipping, and returns if there is any returns from our customer. And then the next step is identify the inefficiency process and standardize the best practices before digitalization is implemented. And also to perform the gap analysis between the existing process and the WMS capabilities. And the third process is involve the cross-functional teams, such as the logistic area, the SGM area, or the IT development area. Input all these stakeholders from warehouse, IT, procurement, logistics, and finance. Engage end user early to gain insight and reduce resistance to change also. And choose the right WMS solutions that we are currently using by Odoo application or ERP applications. That Odoo is a framework application that can be fully customized for the WMS applications that will be fit in Porto Indonesia. So we select the WMS by Odoo to our industry for operation size and the integrations with another solutions in our ERP. And also the integration planning is must be done, yeah, to ensure the seamless integration with the existing systems like our ERP that currently already implemented and our e-commerce platforms also like Lazada, Shopee, and so on. And also for the transportation system, we currently still observe the requirement. And also we using the API or middleware where needed to ensure the data flow in synchronization. So the after that, the phase of implementation, we roll out the WMS in phases to the all logistic area. And then after that, I do the implementation or solutions and training also to the all stakeholders, all key users, and the all end users. Provide role-based training and create create super users who can assist other post go live. And then before implementations, I do the SIT and UAT and also the simulations before go live.